Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Tensions in Gaza are running extremely high today as Palestinians lay to rest the 58 people killed by Israeli forces yesterday in the most deadly 24 hours the conflict has seen since the summer of 2014. Another 2,400 people were injured. The violence took place along the frontier as thousands of Palestinians protested over the inauguration of the new American embassy in Jerusalem. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared 3 days of national mourning and has been contacted by President Macron, who has strongly condemned the actions of Israeli forces. Additionally, today marks the 70th anniversary of the Nakba, which means catastrophe. This event saw the removal of 700,000 people from their homes in 1948, as the State of Israel was being created. The situation in Gaza is at the top of the UN Security Council's agenda as they meet today. The former Economy Minister, Jérôme Cahuzac, will this afternoon know the outcome of the case against him for tax evasion and money laundering, for which he set up hidden bank accounts abroad. The Paris Court of Appeal will make its decision later today. Cahuzac could be sentenced to 3 years in prison and 5 years of ineligibility to hold public office. In a small act of appeasement towards railway workers, the Transport Secretary, Elisabeth Borne, has supported the addition of the term non-transferable to any future reforms in an attempt to reassure the cheminots that the SNCF will not be privatised. Railway networks are reporting no significant problems this morning after the last round of strikes ended until efforts are renewed again on Friday. SNCF are using this quiet period to try to gain favour with users again in announcing major discounts on 3 million train tickets until the end of August. The Air France Board of Directors are meeting this afternoon to discuss a replacement as head of the troubled company. Jean-Marc Janaillac stood down 10 days ago over the current salary dispute between the management and employees. In this evening's football, the Ligue 2 playoffs get underway as Brest play Le Havre at 8:45. The winner will then play Ajaccio on Friday, followed by a game against the 18th team in Ligue 1 for the final playoff. And finally, a Star Wars spin-off, Solo, the Star Wars story, is being screened at the Cannes Film Festival today. The film, directed by Ron Howard, sees 28-year-old actor Alden Ehrenreich playing Han Solo, the role made famous by Harrison Ford. And the film En Guerre, directed by Stéphane Brisé and starring Vincent Lindon, will be among the films judged today. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.